بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ونبي يوسف عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: يا أيها الناس، أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وصلوا والناس النيام، تدخلوا الجنة بسلام. رواه الترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن صحيح. Complete this hadith. The narrator, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was known by the kunyat of Abu Yusuf. As we mentioned, he was from the progeny of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He said that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, referring to أول خطبة خطبها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حين وصل النبي حين وصل المدينة, the first khutbah portion of it which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave when he reached Medina Munawwara. O people, afshu salam, make salam common amongst you. Atimu ta'am, the second thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enjoined upon the ummah, upon humanity, feed the people. In other words, imbibe yourself with the quality of generosity. This concept of itamu ta'am, feeding people, and the great emphasis that Islam and Shariat bears upon this, we've discussed this in various ahadith previously. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to it as Ayyul Islami Afdal, what is the pinnacle, the height of Islam, what is the most virtuous action of Islam. And we find that this overriding principle, Khairun Nas Mayanfa'un Nas, the best amongst you is the one who will benefit people. Part of being a source of benefit is developing this quality of generosity. Ulama-i Kiram tell us, amongst the Sufi-i Kiram, amongst the Salaf-i Salihin, it's mentioned that Al-Bakhil Shatir Ahabba ila Allah Ta'ala min Sufiyin Bakhil. The person who is Al-Sakhi Ashatir, a person who is generous, but he may be disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. The word that is comes in the saying, Shatir, in other words, cunning. Someone who is prone towards disobedience. Ahabba ilallah, is more beloved to Allah min Sufi in Bakhil, than a person who is Sufi, who is a devout in his obedience to Allah Ta'ala, but he is Bakhil. He is what we call kanjus, a miser. Al-bakhil, ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-nas, ba'idun min al-jannah. The miserly person is far from Allah, far from the people also, and far from Jannah also. So, at'imu ta'am. Muslim, particularly one who has achieved the pinnacles or the heights of Islam, this is almost, if we look at the general principle of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you look at Quran also, عِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, Jannah has been prepared for the people of taqwa. And what is the quality of the people of taqwa? الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى, they are those who spend in the way of Allah, in ease and in adversity. This was a very, very great, powerful tool and instrument of da'wah also, of inviting people, of encouraging people, of attracting people towards Islam and towards the Mubarak personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a resplendent, outstanding quality of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the extreme generosity which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed. So, at'imu ta'am, feed people, be generous, be conscious of the plight of the poor, feel this empathy and sympathy with them. Silul Arham, join family ties. Learn to forgive. Learn not to carry unnecessary baggage, particularly when it comes to your family members. Quran, Allah Ta'ala, in great detail, normally Quran infers to things. You don't find a lot of detail very often in Quran, but in great detail, you find that the dispute which occurred between the two sons of Adam alayhi salam, Habil and Qabil, is highlighted in the Quran. amongst the reasons for this, Mufassirin mentioned that in this is ishara, indication, that jidal, fighting, disputes will occur amongst humanity, and it is more often than not to start with your relatives, your kinship, those whom you enjoy kinship with, those whom you have blood ties with. First dispute occurred in the first family of humanity, and obviously throughout the ages this is there. We heard in the commentary of the previous hadith, La yadkhulul jannata qati'. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is such a major sin, severing of family ties, that it is amongst those kabair, amongst those major sins that are what we call mania min dukhulil jannah. They will become an obstacle to a person entering into Jannah. So, silul arham, join family ties. Simple layman's terms, what this means is that when it comes to disputes with your family members, Islam encourages you to take the short end of the stick. Don't demand your right, walk away from your right, but preserve the family ties. And unfortunately today, when it comes to the way many of us are doing business, and many of us are engaged in our financial activities, I'm digressing, we've heard this many times before, but this muzakara is absolutely imperative and necessary, because if you ask our ulama-i-kiram, not a week passes except that some alim is getting some sort of contact about a dispute. And more often than not, these disputes are between family members. And what is the cause of the dispute? More often than not, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَطِيَا. Rasulullah SAW said the love of dunya will be the root of all evil. And many, many instances, unfortunately, these disputes that lead to family ties breaking, more often than not, could have been avoided if we were a little bit careful in our financial dealings, particularly when you get involved in business, partnership, anything to do with money, particularly when it is your family. Be very, very careful. It's very, very important. If you ask somebody, by Quran, Allah's kalam, what is the longest verse in the Quran? What is the longest verse in the Quran? Longest verse in the Quran is in Surah Baqarah. What is the subject matter of the longest, atwalu ayatin fil Quran? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha tadayantum bidaynin ila ajalin musamman faktubu wal yaktub baynakum katibun bil adl. Allah says, oh, this longest verse in the Quran, Allah is addressing the people of Iman, not the kafir, not the disbeliever. Allah is highlighting in this, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, oh people of Iman, when you enter into a financial transaction, write it down. Let there be a record. Not when you start fighting, or when there's a dispute, before you start. Before you enter into any business deal, but like I said, particularly when it is your family members, let there be total, complete clarity and transparency, and let the Sharia be the guide. Write it down, let there be witnesses. This is a solution to a great problem that faces us. Great Sahaba, Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, Kaan khol kar sunna, listen with the ears of Iman. Great Sahaba, when they would start to make dua, we find in the riwayat it is mentioned that they would make an elan, an announcement before they start the dua. That by liyakum anna qati urahim, if there is anyone in this majma, if there is anyone in this gathering that is part of this dua, that has broken family ties, or is fighting with his brother, or his aunt, or his relative, or his uncle, or whoever, Qati or Rahim, the one who has severed family ties, got any dispute with any family member, not talking, or whatever it is. If anyone like that is in this gathering, I humbly request you to please leave this gathering before I start this dua. Because of you, this dua will be suspended between the heavens and the earth. لِأَنَّ أَبْوَابَ السَّمَا تُرْتَجْ دُونَ قَاطِ رَحِيمُ Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala would say this. He would say that the doors of the heavens, in other words, the doors to the acceptance of this dua that I am about to make, Sahabi's dua, turtaj, will be blocked, will be closed because of someone who has severed family ties. Mubarak nights of the year also, we hear in ahadith that one of the causes of du'as not being accepted is this kabira and major sin. So the first khutbah which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave when he entered Medina Munawwara, amongst the Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such was his hikmah, wisdom, he didn't tell them 50 and 100 things, just highlighted four things, afshu salam, let salam be common. At'imu ta'am, feed the people. Silul arham, join family ties. Correct translation of this, or easy translation of this, or what the message of this is, not, this doesn't actually mean join family ties. It means that when disputes occur, and they are bound to occur, when disputes occur, particularly with your family members, learn to forgive and overlook and take the short end of the stick. This is from Darbar-e-Nubuwat. This is directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth thing, wasallu wannasu niyam. Wasallu wannasu niyam. And read salah when the people are sleeping. In other words, give some section of your night to Allah. Give some section of your night to Allah. Quran is shining with verses describing the importance of the ibadat of the night. Our work of Dawat and Tabligh, the greatest etiquette of the work of Dawat and Tabligh is Tahajjud Salah. So my respected brothers, it is absolutely essential. The benefits you can't count. How much of benefit Allah has kept in this? Giving some section, simple explanation of this, of the need for this, is that وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, we have created out of water every living thing. Water is integral to life. And what is the quality of water? Water has the quality that it cleanses. Water is taharat. Water is purification. And Allah has designed this human being that he can't live without water. Why? Because he's made from water. So in other words, he's constantly cleaning himself. Whether it's your clothing, whether it's your car, whether it's your house, anything you come into contact with, this masjid, ask the staff of the masjid, every day vacuuming, every day clean. The moment anything is not clean, the human being can't work. He needs this cleanliness. He needs this cleaning. He needs that connection with the water. For everything external in the same way, internally also we need to be clean. This qalb, this dil, this heart needs to be clean. When you talk about water, you don't just use any water. Not murky water, not salty water, not slimy water. It has to be a certain type of water. To clean this heart also there is a water. What is that water? Particularly the water that we will shed at night in the court of Allah. That is a very, very effective cleaning, very, very effective instrument to clean this heart, the hot tears that you will shed in Allah's court in the dead of night. This is such a mubarak and such a blessed water that Rasulullah said, Ainan la tamassuhum nar, two eyes, Jahannam will never touch them. Jahannam is haram on those eyes. One is Ainun bakat min khashyatillah, that eye that shed tears in the khashiyat, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want Allah, you want to find Allah, you have to give some time in solitude to Allah, to build this connection. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه وانقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. How many verses in the Quran? إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل إلى آخر الآية ومن الليل فتهجد به. How many verses describe the night of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? عاشق رسول بننا, to become one who truly loves Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected brothers, ask from Allah to give us the tawfiq to give some section of the night to Allah Ta'ala. First khutbah that my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave in Madinah Munawwara, Sallu wan nasu niyam. Read salah while the people are sleeping. Read salah while the people are sleeping. In other words, give some section of your night to Allah. Ajib. What is the end result of all this? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tadkhulul Jannah. Be salam, your jannat is guaranteed in layman's terms. In other words, with absolute ease. The moment, the only thing between you and jannat is you're closing your eyes from this world. Your jannat, Allah will open, pave the way for you if you will bring these four things. If you look at the four things, from this we learn one important message. Technically, what we consider to be ibadat is only one of the four things. Tahajjud salah. Our idea of piety, ibadat, dindari, we tend to only confine it. Tilawat of Quran, zikr, fasting, etc. Yet, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us one prescription. Tadkhulul jannata bi salam. One thing is only what we consider to be ibadah. The other three things, afshu salam. Make salam common. Feed people. Preserve family ties. And the fourth thing, what we consider to be ibadah and worship. From this we learn how much of emphasis our Shariat and our Deen places on akhlaq and character. Allah give us the fixed one.